In the past, the in-state tuition measure didn't even have enough Democratic votes to pass. And in recent years, Republicans blocked it in the House when they controlled that chamber. But times have changed, and even some GOP lawmakers are now on board. Republican Senator Greg Brophy from Ray says he can no longer vote against the bill when he personally knows students who would benefit from it.
They can't leave here to go home because they are home. And if they are home, they are going to stay here. And if they are going to stay here, they ought to be availed of the exact same opportunities that the other kids that they go to school have.
To qualify for in-state tuition under Senate Bill 33, a student must have attended a Colorado high school for a minimum of 3 years, graduated, be accepted to college, and apply for citizenship. Democratic Senator Michael Johnston of Denver is the main sponsor. The former high school principal says hardworking students shouldn't be priced out of a college degree.
These kids are kids who grew up knowing they were going to have to fight for every opportunity they were ever going to get are the single most grateful population of kids I've ever taught or worked with or stood on a graduation stage next to. Because they are not driven by the belief that opportunity is owed to them. They are driven by the hope that opportunity is open to them.
Many Republicans still oppose the bill, saying it won't solve immigration problems and will cost the state money. Senator Kent Lambert of Colorado Springs says the measure's unfair.
If we're going to eliminate out-of-state tuition, maybe we should do it for everybody, for all international students coming to Colorado. Are they not welcome?
In the end, three Republicans said they'd join Democrats to support the bill. A final vote is expected as early as Monday. It'll likely be the last time the Senate takes up this debate. The measure is poised to pass the Democratic-controlled House, and the governor has pledged to sign it. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.